Our founding document says that all men are created equal, not that America has always lived up to that. But in the meantime, it is a great concern to see the rise of totalitarianism in our world, and specifically China. We're going to talk right now with Dr. Richard Land. He is the President Emeritus of Southern Evangelical Seminary. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Dr. Land, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's a delight to be with you.
Okay, you wrote a piece for Christian Post, which you're involved in as executive editor, about China being the host of the Winter Olympics this year. And the gist of your article is what?
That we should never have had the Olympics there because China is not a part of the civilized community of nations. It is a horrifically totalitarian state, perhaps the most comprehensively totalitarian state in human history. And they practice genocide. They practice torture. They practice harvesting of organs, killing people and harvesting their organs for profit. They are engaged in genetic research to try to create an enhanced genetic society. Sounds an awful lot like what the Nazis were trying to do in the 1930s. In fact, I make the point that Red China is probably the closest thing we've seen to Nazi Germany since the fall of the Third Reich in 1945.
Oh, my goodness. But what about all the American corporations that are going along with China?
They are behaving as prostitutes. They're selling their soul for the highest bidder. They ought to be ashamed of themselves because they are following the Chinese money. One of the reasons that China is a much graver threat to America than the Soviet Union ever was is that they have a tremendously growing economy, and they're using the profits from that economy to buy off our elites. They actually have a name for this tactic. It's called decapitation. You come in and you buy off the elites of a country, and then you can do what you want to. And there's a good deal of evidence that they are doing that in the United States. Nancy Pelosi's husband has made multi-billion-dollar deals with the Chinese. We know about the multi-billion-dollar deals that Joe Biden's son has made with the Chinese, John Kerry's son, bipartisan. Mitch McConnell's wife is the daughter of the third largest shipping family in China.
Wow. You mentioned genocide. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, they have been practicing genocide, and the UN and the U.S. both have called them out on it against the Uyghurs in the far western province of China. The Uyghurs are of Turkish extraction. They're Muslims. They're not Han Chinese. And there are over a million of them that are in concentration camps right now. In fact, if you bought a souvenir at the Olympics, probably was produced by slave labor by the Uyghurs in concentration camps. And they're forcibly aborting the children of the Uyghurs. It is, by every classic definition, it is genocide against the Uyghur population.
Organs harvesting. Tell us about that.
Well, the practice is so widespread that China has become sort of organ harvesting tourism, where people go to China to get organs transplanted, and the practice is so bad that several state legislatures in America, including the Texas legislature, have passed resolutions saying do not go to China to get an organ transplant because you may be unwittingly complicit in murder.
Well, where do they get these organs from?
From Uyghurs that they've killed and Falun Gong that they've killed.
Would it be safe to say in some cases dissidents even?
Well, yeah, but the most dissidents, but a lot of the dissidents are Falun Gong, a lot of the dissidents are Uyghurs, yes. But all kinds of dissidents, yes.
Okay.
And it's making them billions of dollars every year. And this is not a fantasy. This is documented.
Tell us, what is this Falun Gong? That's a type of religion. It's not Christian, but it's...
No, it's an odd combination of different... It's a sect. It's a cult. But we believe in religious freedom for everybody, not just Christians. We believe in religious freedom for Buddhists and for the Muslims and for the Falun Gong. The Chinese particularly detest the Falun Gong because the Falun Gong has managed to put together mass rallies of 30,000 people the Chinese government didn't know about until it happened, which really bugs the Chinese government. They want to know everything that's going on.
Tell us about Christianity in China in terms of, religious freedom or the lack thereof.
Well, Christianity has been under increasing persecution as it has grown. And as it has grown, it's become a threat to the Chinese state. And they have destroyed churches. They have any deviation from the Chinese line, they come down on very hard. There is no religious freedom or political freedom or freedom of speech in China, period.
What about their designs to take over Taiwan, which apparently they don't even recognize as an independent country?
No, they do not. They consider Taiwan to be part of China, just as Mr. Putin considers the Ukraine to be part of Russia. And they want to repatriate Taiwan into China. And they intend to do so forcibly if necessary. And the only thing that will keep them from doing it is the United States and our willingness to defend Taiwan, a free nation, a democratic nation of 27 million people who do not want to be part of China.
You know, going back to religious freedom there, because in Taiwan there is basically religious freedom, correct? And there used to be religious freedom in Hong Kong until the Chinese took it over completely a couple of years ago.
Well, the Chinese have broken their treaties when the United Kingdom returned returned Hong Kong to China in 1999. They had guarantees that they would preserve democracy and preserve freedom of speech and freedom of worship for a long time. I think it was sometime in the middle of this century, and they have now reneged on that, and they have done everything they can to suppress freedom of speech and religious freedom in the former colony of Hong Kong, up to and including the forcible removal of a statue commemorating the massacre of dissidents in Tiananmen Square back in the 1980s.
Hmm. It's interesting. You were mentioning that they have bulldozed churches or they've destroyed churches and so forth in mainland China, and, you know, squelched on religious freedom and so forth. I understand in some cases they've even replaced pictures of Jesus with pictures of Mao. In some cases they've burned Bibles. Comment further about the lack of religious freedom for the people in China.
Well, there is none. I mean, there is none. There never has been freedom. There has been, and increasingly, not even toleration. The Chinese under Xi have become much more bold in their dictatorship, and with the facial recognition technology and the highly developed technology they have, they're spying on you 24 hours a day.
Okay, but you know what's so interesting when you think about, for example, Adolf Hitler. I mean, he's like the universal bad guy and so forth. And yet Chairman Mao killed far more people than Adolf Hitler did. Of course, he had longer time and, you know, more people to kill, I guess, than Adolf Hitler did. But still, it's amazing because I've even seen a restaurant that was named after Mao. I saw a Western journalist that had a picture of Mao in his background as if he respects this guy. I mean, but you wouldn't think about that for Hitler.
Well, you understand that Mein Kampf is a bestseller in most Arab countries, and that at a UN conference in Durban concerning human rights, the Arab groups that were there were carrying signs with pictures of Adolf Hitler that said, if this man had succeeded, there wouldn't be an Israel. So don't be so shocked. I mean, we detest Hitler quite rightly, but there are people who don't. And one of the things, of course, that the Chinese and the Nazis have in common is they are absolutely convinced of the racial superiority of the Han Chinese. And China is a very homogeneous country ethnically. 97% of the population is Han Chinese. And trust me, they believe in the racial superiority of the Han Chinese.
Hmm. That's interesting because, I mean, the whole Holocaust was all about the goal of the Nazis to create the master race. Therefore, they, targeted the Jews. They targeted the Gypsies. They targeted the Slavs and others that they deemed inferior.
And if you go to my article in the Christian Post, you'll see where I document the fact that they put together a huge gene bank, and they're sorting through that gene bank with artificial intelligence. and they're gathering genetic material from all around the world. For instance, when our Olympic athletes came, they had to have a COVID test. I'm sure they took the DNA from that COVID test and put it in their bank. And they're trying to have a genetically enhanced society, number one. And they're trying to find, use the genetic research to find toxins and germ warfare that will kill us but not kill them.
Okay, the Olympics are on.
It doesn't get any more frightening.
Yeah.
Any more frightening than the Chinese do it.
Okay, the Olympics are on TV. I understand the ratings are really, really bad, but tell us about some of the efforts to boycott. And by the way, I've even heard the phrase, you know, don't support the genocide games.
Well, that's right. My position, and the Christian Post asked me to write a position paper for the Post. And so our position is that the games should never have been put there. The games should have been moved. But we didn't want our athletes not to go because it would be unfair to them that they ought to be able to go, but that we should boycott watching the games. We should have in no way, shape, or form support the games. I have not watched one single moment of the games, and I will not watch one single moment of the games. And I pray for our athletes. I pray that they will be safe. I pray that they will not run afoul of the law. I mean, our athletes were warned by our government when they go, leave your cell phone and your computer at home because the Chinese – we'll take all the information off of it against your will while you're there. Now, you want to talk about a police state?
It's amazing. You used the phrase the new Asian Third Reich, talking about China in that. What would you say to those who say, oh, come on, Dr. Land, that's over the top?
If anything, it's an understatement. Goebbels and Hitler could only fantasize about having the kind of electronic technology that the Chinese have, or the material power. China has at the moment the second most powerful economy in the world. They will, because of Mr. Biden, soon overtake us and have the largest economy in the world. And so they have far more power than the Third Reich ever had. And they seem to have the same evil desire for world domination and the same total lack of regard for human dignity.
And yet there's millions and millions of Americans that have a greater fear of, say, somebody like Donald Trump than they would have a greater fear of China.
Well, I would say that those people have a seriously demagnetized moral compass.
Well, I mean, but the part of the problem is, I guess, you know, what the media tells us. And, you know, a lot of the things you've been saying about China, most of us don't even know.
The media, which is also increasingly sold out to China. The Chinese are very adept at paying people off and bribing people and subverting people with money. Look at the NBA. I mean, the NBA is so sold out to the Chinese now that if Sherman Xi said to the head of the NBA, drop your pants and sit on a keg of ice, he would begin to unbuckle his belt.
Well, we have about half a minute left to go. It sounds like the Chinese wants to take over the whole world.
They do. They want to be the dominant country in the world. They want to take away in the dollar is the reserve currency of the United States. And if that happens, our welfare state comes to a screeching halt because we can no longer live on borrowed money and deficits if we're not the reserve currency. So people have an interest in this because I guarantee you, if the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, Social Security as we know it and the welfare state as we know it are done.
Wow. Dr. Richard Land, thanks so much for being with us. What website would you refer us to? Christian Post?
ChristianPost.com.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for being with us.
I learn something every day when I read the opinion pieces in the Christian Post.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.